Why did you select this school? Why Mount Marty? What really about the school really said, I got to go there?
Maybe because it's like more of a home, small town feeling. Like, mm-hmm. It feels like I'm still in Maywood with how big it is and like the community size and how everything's like close together, and I'll know where everything is, like with classes and where we practice and everything. And they just got a new weight room built in, and it's good. It's big.
Now, it's a little ways from home. That doesn't bother you at all.
Sometimes I'm like, 5 hours, that's a long ways. But then I'm like, once I'm there, I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It will just be like a home feeling. I'll know everyone, basically. And the coaches up there and the teammates are really nice. Mm-hmm.
You've been great in basketball and volleyball. Did it come down? Did you think about maybe one or the other? Or what made you choose volleyball?
It was a hard choice between basketball and volleyball. But volleyball has always been like my favorite ever since little, like fifth grade, fourth grade. And I think I'll do it like intramural basketball, like just to keep with it. But I feel like volleyball was like my big choice.
And have your coaches yell at you, don't get hurt playing basketball, right?
Yeah.
What are the coaches, are they talking about middle or outside, right side? What have they told you?
They, Coach Bellin wants me to play middle.
Okay.
Be a middle blocker.
Which is your home away from home. You've done that all these time, right?
Yeah.
But if they needed you for be a hitter outside, you could adjust to that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I told her I could play anywhere because I have played like everywhere all through high school.
Plus back row. I mean, that's the key. You're complete six rotation. I mean, you played it all.
Yeah. I don't know.
If you got to go back there and pass, you'll pass, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, memories. Gosh, where do we start? Freshman through your senior year, what stands out? A couple of volleyball memories that really stand out. That's a tough one, isn't it?
I think the one I'll never forget is at the Cambridge tournament when J.C. Widener hit it off her foot and Jason Lab caught it, and Coach Rohde was so mad. I was so scared. Like, that's the most mad I've seen him ever. But all the state memories and, like, going to hotels, having quality team time together as, like, one big happy family, I'm going to miss it.
Best match you've ever played and been in? This might take a while.
Yeah. I feel like our Wapaw and, like, Southwest matches are pretty good because it's always, like, competitive. Like, we always want to win. It's, like, good competition for us.
Those state matches, too, really stood out, too, didn't they?
Yeah, especially Diller Odell. I'll never forget, like, going against them because at first I was, like, really scared, and then I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
You are a close-knit bunch here at Maywood Hayes Center. What's it going to be like not having your buddies around? I mean, it's going to be a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be awkward at first. I feel like it's not going to feel comfortable. Like, I'm not going to be comfortable. But I feel like once I get to know my teammates up in Yankton at Mount Marty, I'll be fine. And we'll be one big happy family because we're going to be with each other the whole time up there.
Studies. What do you get to study?
Anesthesiology.
Ooh, you're following in somebody's footsteps, huh? A little bit?
My mom's a radiologist, so.
Okay, I was close. Yeah. So in the neighborhood, right? It's kind of close, right?
Medical field.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to be. And I told them nursing anesthesiology.
So she kind of, you learn from her a little bit, or kind of a little of the medical field. It's like, yeah, I'd like to do that someday.
Yeah.
That means a lot more schooling, doesn't it? Like 6-7 years, or am I wrong on that?
I would have to get my, what is it? My doctorate.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
All that. And then I would have to go to, like, after college, I would go to my medical school and do that, and then do some training and start out as a nurse and then go up to anesthesiology.
You're prepared for that. Hey, I can juggle classes and volleyball and everything. Piece of cake, right?
Yes, and we also have, like, study hall every day, so that will help a lot.
Are you going up there early this summer to work out or to move up there early? What's the plan there?
They're sending me a workout that I'll do over the summer, and then I move in August 4th.
I don't know if they had the camps or something like that. You go out there or something like that. But just keep in shape here. And, gosh, they'll be playing volleyball in this gym constantly all summer, won't they?
Yes. They've been doing a lot of workouts and posting a lot on their social media. So I see, like, what they do and how, like, practices will go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two coaches in your high school career. I mean, it's kind of different. Every girl can say that with Coach Rohde and then Coach Lawson. They both had, I'm sure, different coaching styles, didn't they?
Yeah. They were similar in ways and different in ways, and I feel like that's, like, helpful with, like, going to college and having a different coach, like, helping me, like, figure out different coaching styles and being more comfortable with my coach.